Well, I wonder if you've ever found yourself going to visit someone for the first time. You think you know where they live, but you're not absolutely sure, and you've never actually seen the house. It's on the right, just beyond the end of the village, you're told. You'll see where to turn. It's got the name on the gate. So here you are. It sounded quite straightforward at the time. Here's the village. You drive past some pretty cottages, the village shop, the quaint little church. Then, did you miss here? Doesn't seem to be any houses just beyond the village. Oh, hold on, there's a driveway there. Two tall pillars and some overhanging trees. Oh, and what's that? That's an old wooden sign. And then the gravel driveway stretches ahead in front of you and out of sight. Can this possibly be where I'm meant to be? You didn't realise your friend lived somewhere like this. The driveway sweeps around, and eventually you get to this imposing house. First, you're a little nervous. Are you in the right place? Are you in the wrong place? Are you really expected? Then you see your friend, and eventually you realise you've arrived at your destination. Well, approaching John's gospel is somewhat different from approaching that house. The opening verses are weighty. They're different from other gospels. But the writer tells you immediately where you're going. It's obvious. You don't have to look too hard. There's no twists or turns. You don't have to wonder what's going on. These opening verses are incredible. And they're such a complete introduction to the book that by the time you get into the story, you know a good deal of what's coming and what it means. In the beginning was the Word. We enter a familiar place, don't we? In the beginning causes us to think of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So whatever John's going to tell us in his gospel, he wants us to know right from the outset that this is the story of God and his world. This is a book about the Creator God acting in a way, in a new way, within his creation. The story that began a long time ago in Genesis reaches the climax the Creator's always intended. In Genesis, the climax is the creation of human beings made in God's image. In John chapter 1, the climax is the arrival of a human being. The Word became flesh. Verses 1 and 2 stress that the Word was and is God, and is intimately close to God. Verse 14 says, the Word became flesh. In other words, became human, one of us. In fact, he became the human being we know as Jesus. So the gospel writer is going to tell us the story of Jesus, of what he did and what he taught. Jesus, the man John knew, the man John saw, the man John heard, the man John touched. Reading John's first letter, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we've looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. It took John 3 years to figure out the fullness of who Jesus was, but he tells us in 3 verses. He wants us to have our minds firmly fixed from the outset on the fact that Jesus is God, that Jesus is Creator. If we'd been writing, would we have been so upfront? Or would we have been a little more subtle, allowing the amazing truth to unfold as the book continues? Would we have written a book with a Jeffrey Archer climax, not knowing what's happening until you turn that final page? John means us to know immediately, and it allows us to read on with the amazing knowledge that has been revealed to us. Jesus was with God. Jesus is God. The one who created the universe and the one who laid down his life for us. So what an amazing passage this is. It talks about Jesus' existence in the beginning. Before there was any created matter, there was the Word. There was the Son of God. There was Jesus. John locates Jesus before time. Jude 25 says, "To the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore." John talks about Jesus' identity. The Word was God. That's simple, isn't it? But somewhat powerful. So as you read John's account, and as you get to know Jesus better, you also become more familiar with God's character. John tells us about Jesus' relationship with God. Jesus is God and has a relationship with God. He's the image of God, perfectly reflecting all that God is. And then John tells us about Jesus' relationship with the world. Jesus became fully human and lived among us. He taught us and healed us. He told us off and protected us. He loved us and he died for us. He who made us died for us. Verse 12, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Does that excite you, I wonder, this evening? You don't have to be born into a particular family, in a specific place, or at a given point in time. God wants everyone to be born in a new way. Do you belong to Jesus? Have you given your life to him? If you have, then perhaps tonight you'll marvel afresh that God chose to send his Son to this earth to die for you, that you might be forgiven and restored to a relationship with him. Perhaps you don't know Jesus tonight. Well, read on, because this book was written that you might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he became fully human, and that when he died on the cross, he died for yours and my sins. John chapter 20, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Let's pray.